Ollie Horgan, for those Harps fans who are looking forward to return to Premier Division football, well, the visit of Dundalk, it doesn't really come much bigger than that on Friday night.
No, without doubt, no. But it's great. It's great to be talking about Dundalk again and the fact that them come to Ballybofey. It's been 2 years since they were there, and it's great to be even, you know, in the conversation talking about them. Of course, they'll take with it huge difficulties for us. But we look forward to it. You know, we've nothing to lose in any manner. The expectation of us, I think we haven't scored against them in the last 4 or 5 years, be it cup or league. We haven't got a point against them, obviously, either. And there's probably no good time to get them. The fact that they didn't beat Sligo might even make it more difficult for us. But look, we're delighted to be playing Dundalk to start with.
Mm. And did you get to watch that game, San Solly?
Yeah. I watched it. And the members of the South, Paul Hegarty, will also have watched it. You know, probably had they scored the penalty, it might have been a different outcome. But to be fair to Sligo, they were brilliant in the way they maintained them. And they themselves caused a threat. But I think Sligo might have come in under the radar where they've reduced expectation for once. But we'll certainly do well, without a doubt. Where are we compared to Sligo? Certainly when you look at the likes of what they signed, the likes of Johnny DeLevy, Ronan Murray, I know Ronan wasn't there. He's out injured at the moment, and physically they're a decent side with a lot of footballers. But we aren't playing Sligo for a while. It's Dundalk we're playing, and you know, I remember 3 years ago they came and bet us 7. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 years ago, I said it earlier on here, I think they were playing a cup semi-final replay against Shamrock Rovers and Tala on the Tuesday night. We played them in a televised game on a Saturday. They weakened, I think, 3 players that night, and they still ran out 2-0 winners, to put it that way to you. Like, so you can't, you know, we haven't scored against them. We haven't kept a clean sheet against them. While we did put it up to them in bits and pieces, we need to be at our best and be hopeful that they are way off the mark to get a result. But that's the reality of it. However, if we get people behind us to be, you know, if we can keep it, be it within a goal with 20 minutes to go, yeah, we'll go with that and see where it takes us. But that itself would be a savage achievement to get to be a goal in it with 20 minutes left.
Right. There's very much a new look starting 11 that started against Bowes the other night in Daly Mount Park, Ollie. You know, when you look back in that game now, were you happy with the display of your team and especially the new players that came in?
The first half, yeah, we were decent. We played well. We're probably unlucky to go in 1-0 down. We had a great chance to go 1-0 up in that half. And, you know, might have felt a bit sorry for ourselves on our first half performance, but the second half wasn't good enough to merit a result, Dermot. While we did kick back into it in the last 10 minutes when we, if you like, weathered the storm and Bowes didn't score a second, they probably should have and would have, you know, there'd be no complaint had they gone 2-0 up. Once we stayed in it the last 10 minutes, we're always going to maybe get a little bit of momentum, which we did. But our second half performance probably didn't warrant or merit a result. Our first half performance probably did.
Yeah, and that game was the first of what's a very difficult start to the season for Harps. After Dundalk on Friday night at St. Pat's, then on Monday night away from home. Do you have one eye on that already, Ollie?
Not really, no. We don't know what we've available for Friday. We obviously, there's some people that won't be able to play 90 minutes both Friday and Monday. But we'll see what we're like on Saturday morning. And yeah, there is a little. If you've anybody fit, you could go and chop and change and prepare for Pats as well. But we don't, and we need to get through Friday and see where we're at on Saturday morning as regards the Pats game. Look, we're not in bad nick. We have a couple of lads out injured, but it's only a couple. It's not 6 or 7 like it might be later on this season. So, you know, you're then going into another weekend with a Friday and a Monday game after it. Like, so it's relentless. And, you know, it might get worse before it'll get better, to put it that way to you. But we do need to get better to try and pick up points to stay in the division.
Yeah, and finally, you'd like to think the visit of Dundalk will mean a big attendance at Finn Park and a chance for Harps fans who weren't in Daly Mount last week to see some of these new players in action for the first time.
Yeah, without doubt. I mean, there's a new team there. It'll take a while for us to get up and running. Dundalk put out their if you like, their regulars, their certain 11, I think, that started last weekend was the cup final team that played the year before and the core of the team that won the league. We've very much a new look side. Good lads. No world beaters by any means, but good lads. But it'll take time. but also, you know, it'll take supporters to back those kids, especially the younger ones. The likes of Rathcartera here, he'll be fine. You know, there's he's done it all before, good days and bad days. But a lot of young kids there that have come in that probably need a bit of time and support, regardless of what way things are going. And, you know, people can come out to look at them, but also to look at the best team in the country over the last 5 years. And if they don't come out for Dundalk, you know, to play against us, I'm not sure when they will.